Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Welcome to the very first Idle podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer in Cincinnati, Ohio. I have so enjoyed podcasting in 2014. I have really enjoyed talking to you and being able to share my message while you're running or shopping or doing the dishes or traveling in your car, as opposed to just through blog posts where you have to be at your computer and reading what I have to say. So over the last year in 2014, I've grown my professional organizing business to have a team of people that help me go into the home and organize people in Cincinnati. I've also added virtual organizing systems where I can do coaching calls with people on the phone. I record the call. We send emails and pictures back and forth, and I can actually help people organize their home when they aren't in Cincinnati, which has been really, really fun. And I've also started a group for professional organizers and helped many professional organizers launch and grow their professional organization businesses all around the world, which is super, super fun, not just in the United States, but also in Canada and Australia and all other different kinds of countries. And so in 2014, I really started focusing just on organizing the home, everything about organizing the home, whether I was personally organizing it, my team was organizing it, I was helping other people start their businesses, or I was helping people virtually. And because I've been in business for a while, there are a couple people that I have been organizing their home for years. And they read the blog and they read my books and they have Sunday baskets, and I've helped them organize almost all the spaces in their home, yet they were still hiring me for more organizing services, which is great because I love to organize. But at the same time, I started to think about, why do they still need my services? Like, if they're following everything I have to say, why are they, and for that matter, why am I still decluttering and organizing my home when I know I am ultra organized now? I mean, I've been doing the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge for 3 years now. My house is totally organized. Yet I am constantly purging, reorganizing, decluttering, and refining the systems that I have in my house. So over the last couple of weeks, I've really thought about, what is it that I am doing on a regular basis that people are still asking me to help them for? And what I decided was, is that the last 3 years on the blog, I have helped people organize large spaces, like how do you organize your pantry or your master bedroom or your kids' closets? And we take that space and analyze what things would be in there and not in there, and what are the best ways to maximize that space and organize that space. And that's awesome. That's definitely the first step in organizing. But there is a step beyond that, and I realize that I haven't really blogged about it, and it's the minute decisions that you make every single day, like how many pot holders are you going to keep in your kitchen? And, you know, do you need to have Aim and Flame Bic lighters near every candle, or should you just have one in the kitchen so you always know where the Aim and Flame is? Those are the things that I find are tripping people up in their long-term organization. It's not a matter of how do you organize Aim and Flame flicker things or how do you organize potholders. I mean, we know where they're going to go. It's a matter of how do we decide how many to keep and where to keep them and how long to keep them and what is the right number anyway. That is the issue. The things that don't have a definite place and don't have a defined quantity to them. Like, for example, we use box fans in our house. So every bedroom has a box fan, and over the holiday, we lost one and I had to go out and buy a new box fan. And the box fan that I broke was damaged. And so when I returned it to buy another box fan, I just went ahead and bought a second box fan, and I'm keeping it in my storage room in the basement because over the Christmas holidays, many stores were closed. It was really inconvenient to not have that fan in the hallway that we needed. So I would like to have a fan in our storage room that I can go get at any time. And when a fan breaks, I can replace the storage room fan as opposed to desperately trying to replace a fan on Christmas Eve. So for us, having one fan for every bedroom that we need it and one extra one in the storage room is how many fans we need to have in our house. That's not something that's ever been in any of my blog posts before. And I started to realize that almost every object in the house has these things associated with it. Like, how do you know how many fans to keep, why you would or wouldn't need a fan, and how do you justify if you decide to keep it? And here's the bottom line. There is no one right answer. Like, I could have 5 fans in my storage room because I need that much security, and that would be okay if I'd made that decision. The second big thought that I had in creating this new part of the Organize 365 podcast is that, you know, we go through phases of organizing and different things that we want to keep in our house, and we don't know how many to keep, and so we just decide not to make a decision. I love this podcast called Clutter Interrupted, and they constantly say that clutter is delayed decision making. And once I heard that, I realized, oh my gosh, almost all the clutter that is left in my house right now are things that I don't feel like organizing, I don't want to make a decision about, or I don't know how to store the thing that I have, or I don't want to store it, but I can't get rid of it yet. So a lot of the clutter that I'm looking at right now as I make this podcast is delayed decision making. Like, often when I go into a garage, I will tell people that the reason why your garage gets so out of control is because you walk through the garage and you set things down that you're going to come back and put away. And you never come back and put them away. And eventually you're just walking through piles of stuff in your garage because you never went back and put anything away. It was delayed decision making. Well, part of the reason that we are delaying the decision making on some of the clutter in our homes is because we have not made a decision, or we don't have enough information to decide if we want to keep that product and how many of that product we want to keep. And it really comes down to your mindset. Your mindset is a conditional response that you have to something. Like, for example, some people are savers and some people are spenders. I and my husband are both more spenders. We're also people that would rather hire people to get it done right the first time than to try to figure it out on our own. Every time we do that, it ends up costing us more time and more money in the long run. So we defer to hiring work out and spending more money than we have. I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying it's our mindset. It is what we are predispositioned to do. And over the last year, I have really tried to change that about myself, to become more of a saver, to figure out how to live a little bit more frugally, to learn how to do some things on my own and not hire those things out. And it is a very conscious effort I'm having to make to change my mindset about how I look at how I hire help. The same is true with every single thing in your house. You have a mindset about everything. I just talked about fans, and I'm sure in your mind you said, we don't need fans, why would you ever keep fans? And some other people said, oh my gosh, we would die if there wasn't a fan in every room. I think we need 5 in the storage room. That's a good idea. I'd never thought about putting 5 in the storage room. I'm going to go buy 5 fans today. That's okay. It doesn't matter which end of the pendulum you're on. Learning to change our mindset about our clutter will help us make more organizational decisions when we have the time to organize. I realize most people don't have a ton of time to organize your house, and most people don't love to do it like I love to do it. So when you do have the time set aside to organize your house, you'd like to do it as quickly and efficiently as possible. So, as I've been organizing people over the last few years, and I've been in many homes, I am finding there are the same items over and over and over again that all homeowners are coming across and having to make decisions about. So today, I'm going to start with the first item, which is phone books. And every Friday in 2015, I will tackle one item. Today it's phone books. Next week it's going to be catalogs. The week after that it's going to be magazines. And after that, you're going to tell me in the comments on the blog post, I want you to tell me what is it that you want to help deciding should you keep it, shouldn't you keep it, and where should you locate it. So this podcast series is going to be called IDLE. IDLE. I was listening to a sermon one day and the preacher said that you're never in IDLE. You're either moving forwards or you're moving backwards, but there is no such thing as idle. And that has always stuck with me. And a lot of professional organizers have acronyms for the process that they use to help you declutter and organize your home. So as I was thinking about this series, I came up with an acronym for the word idle, IDLE, which stands for identify, decide, locate or let go, and evaluate. And every Friday in 2015 and beyond, I am going to take you through this four-step process with one item. And it's okay if you're walking the dog or driving your kids to carpool or washing the dishes. You don't have to be taking notes on this. You are just going to change your mindset about whatever topic we're talking about. And today it is phone books. Now, phone books are something I have found in almost every single home that I have ever organized because I've been organizing for 15 years. And 15 years ago, we definitely needed phone books. Wouldn't you agree with that? But in today's day and age, most people no longer need phone books. Doesn't mean the phone company's not going to deliver them to you every single year, but most people no longer use phone books. I didn't say everyone, because there are definitely people who do still use phone books. But I would say 80% of my clients now, when we come across phone books and I take them through the same conversation I'm about to take you through right now, they decide they don't need phone books. So here's how this conversation goes. We come across the phone books and I say, do you need to keep your phone books? And 80% of the people say yes. Like right away, everybody's saying, yes, we need to keep our phone books. A few people say, no, go ahead and recycle those. But yet, when I leave the house, 80% of the people have recycled their phone books. So what happens to that 60% of people who say, yes, I need to keep the phone books, that changes them to, no, I can recycle the phone books by the time I leave the house? Here's what happens. When we aren't sure if we need something, our default is to save it just in case. Always. We always want to save it just in case. And I found myself doing the same thing with some big things that I decluttered last fall, like old tax documents that were beyond 7 years old, negatives, and duplicate photos. I got rid of all of them. And then like the next day, I needed that item. So here's the difference. If you're going to recycle your phone books, you have to know what you're going to do when you need to look up a phone number. Do you realize that you can look up everything in the white pages online for free? There's not a fee to that. You might want to go ahead and search online and make sure that you can do that. Most of the yellow pages is available online too. And for the most part, Google is the yellow pages. Anything you would look up in the yellow pages, you can look up in Google. Now, there are some people that like the maps that are in the back of the phone book. I know I used to use that all the time, and then I used Google Maps for a long time, and now I have a Garmin. But I do like to look at a real map. But again, you can find that online. Now, if you are not online and you are not on the computer very much, you're going to want to keep your phone book. If you advertise in the phone book and you want to compare your ad to other people's ads, you're going to want to keep the phone book. If you have a phone book, let's say we visit Florida every year. Let's say I had the phone book from that area that we visit in Florida up here in Cincinnati. I might want to keep that phone book just so I could see the things that are down in that area. So you have to decide, do you want to keep the phone book or don't you want to keep the phone book? And what you're doing is changing your mindset about phone books. And because this is a technology that is becoming more outdated every year, even if you decide to keep phone books this year, you may decide 3 years from now that you no longer need to keep phone books. So whenever your phone book arrives on your driveway, you might want to have this conversation with yourself. Okay, so you've decided, yes, I am going to keep my phone books, or no, I'm not going to keep my phone books. The second decision you have to make is how many. How many phone books do you need if you said, yes, I'm going to keep my phone books? Do you need the white pages and the yellow pages and the phone books for the surrounding neighborhoods? Or do you just need the white pages for the county that you live in? Just make the decision. There is no wrong answer. Do you want this year's and last year's or just the most current phone book? Okay, so you've decided, yes, you're going to keep them and you're just going to keep one set of white and yellow pages combined. Or no, you're not getting rid of any. So the next step in IDLE is to locate. If you've decided you're not going to keep phone books, you're going to walk them straight out to the recycle bin and recycle them. You're done. If you decide you are going to keep phone books, then you need to decide where you're going to keep them. You're going to locate them in your house. Maybe it's going to be in the cabinet near the phone in the kitchen. Maybe it's going to be in your home office. Maybe it's going to be in the guest bedroom. We no longer have a home phone at our house. Everyone has cell phones, so we don't have a home phone. So our phone book doesn't have to be located in the kitchen. When we had phone books, I actually located ours in the front hall. It was easy enough to access them when we needed them, but it didn't take up prime real estate in the kitchen. So that's a good place to locate them. And then the last step in IDLE is to evaluate. So every year or so, when you see a phone book, you're going to evaluate. Is the system still working for you? Do you still need to keep phone books? Now, like I said, you could be on a walk right now listening to this podcast. When you get home, maybe you're going to find all your phone books, recycle them, or locate them to the new place that you want them to be. But you don't have to. The whole point is that you've listened to this whole podcast and you've made a decision about phone books. And the next time you run into phone books in your house, you will be able to instantly move them where you want them to be or declutter them because you have already made the mental decision about what you're going to do with phone books. Now, I started with phone books because I think that's a pretty easy one. Either we want to keep them or we don't want to keep them. Next week, we're going to talk about catalogs. And the week after that, we're going to talk about magazines. Those may be a little bit harder for you to make a decision about, but I want you to start getting used to this whole idea of identifying. So it was phone books today, deciding, do you want to keep them? Don't you want to keep them? Either locate them or let them go and then reevaluate as you go on. I hope you will find this beneficial. Head on over to organize365.com/idle, IDLE, for this first podcast and to leave a comment of any other item you would like me to cover in this IDLE series. Have a great day. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show.